protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. As the NHL holds its All-Star weekend, the NBA played a 10-game schedule on Friday. Two of the better matchups were in Minneapolis and Indianapolis, and Tom Merriam has details from the Timberwolves-Magic game.
The Magic made a 17-point Timberwolf lead disappear, coming from behind to win in Minnesota 108-106. Orlando trailed by 8 entering the fourth quarter, but outscored the Wolves 28-18 in the final period, keyed by a 15-2 run to squeeze out the victory. Paolo Banchero led the Magic with 23 points and 6 assists. Wendell Carter Jr. added 18 points and 12 rebounds.
I think we did a really good job of starting to lock into it a little bit more. You know, Rudy got going very, very early. But we took it as a win, as we're taking away their main dominant scorer. So I think we did a good job of just sticking to the game plan.
Rudy Gobert had 22 points and 16 rebounds for the T-Wolves, who were up by 17 a minute into the second quarter.
Four Kings had over 20 points in a 133-122 win against the Pacers. Domantas Sabonis provided 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists for Sacramento, giving him a franchise record 30 consecutive double-doubles.
I just let my game do it. You know, I go out there. I'm aggressive. I know I'm the center of the team. You know, that's my job, to get rebounds, you know, and the rest, I just play aggressive, you know, and read the game, and hopefully we get wins.
De'Aaron Fox had 25 points. Malik Monk furnished 23, and Harrison Barnes 22. The Pacers shot 54%, but committed 21 turnovers in their eighth loss in 12 games. Benedict Mathurin had 31 points, and Pascal Siakam 22 for Indiana. Bruce Morton was on hand for the Nuggets and Trailblazers.
The Nuggets pulled away down the stretch to defeat Portland 120-108. Nikola Jokic dominated with his 15th triple-double of the season. He was good for 27 points, 22 rebounds, and 12 assists. Denver coach Michael Malone.
He was outstanding tonight, and the way they were guarding us, switching a lot. He caught the ball, he scored, they sent a double team, he found the open man. And it's just watching greatness once again, like we're so accustomed to when Nikola plays.
Winners in 6 of 8, the defending champs improved their home court record to 20-4. With the defeat, Portland failed in its bid to tie a season-high 3-game win streak.
The Heat tried to win their second straight since a 7-game skid. Craig Heist reports.
Bam Adebayo had 20 points and 14 rebounds, while Jimmy Butler chipped in with 24 as the Heat held off a late Washington rally and beat the Wizards 110-102. In all, the Heat had 5 players in double figures, and they outscored the Wizards 31-15 in the third quarter. Butler and the Heat have now won 2 straight after a 7-game losing streak.
Nobody want to go on a losing streak. Nobody wants to lose, period. But it's always good to get one in the win column, for sure, on the road. And now we got a couple at home.
The Heat out-rebounded Washington 59-43. The Wizards had 5 players in double figures, led by Corey Kispert with 26.
The Suns' road trip hit Atlanta on Friday. That and more coming up. Trae Young and Bogdan Bogdanovic led the Hawks to a 129-120 victory over the Suns. Young was 7-for-11 from beyond the arc and finished with 32 points and 15 assists.
I just try to go out there and win and try to focus on that and focus on my team and make sure I'm ready to play and make sure I'm ready to give my team my best effort to go out there and win.
He even hit a shot from behind the backboard. Bogdanovic delivered 23 points off the bench, hitting 4 of 7 threes. DeJounte Murray chipped in 22 points in Atlanta's third straight win. Suns forward Kevin Durant had 35 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. Devin Booker added 24 points for Phoenix, which had won 9 of 11. In other NBA action, the Clippers dumped the Pistons 136-125. The Thunder beat the Hornets 126-106. The Pelicans over the Spurs 114-113. The Warriors knocked off the Grizzlies 121-101, and the Rockets pounded the Raptors 135-106. Over to the NHL, where Oilers forward Connor McDavid won the All-Star Skills Competition on Friday. McDavid won the Fastest Skater and Stick Handling Competition and went 4-for-4 in shooting accuracy to claim the $1 million prize.
I thought it was entertaining. I know from a competitive side, it definitely got competitive out there. I was huffing and puffing. Guys were working hard, trying to put on a good show. And I feel like we did that.
The NHL made off-ice news on Friday as Geffen Coolball reports.
NHL players are returning to the Olympics for the first time in more than a decade. The plan calls for the NHL to allow its players to participate in the 2026 games in Milan and also in 2030. NHL players have not been at an Olympics since 2014 in Sochi. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman says the league will wait for the judicial process to play out before making any decisions about four players charged in a 2018 sexual assault case in Canada. All four were members of Canada's World Junior team that year. Carter Hart of the Philadelphia Flyers, Michael McLeod and Cal Foote of the New Jersey Devils, and Dylan Dubé of the Calgary Flames are all on indefinite paid leave from their teams.
The league announced a four-team tournament for next February, replacing the All-Star Game for a year. The United States, Canada, Sweden, and Finland will vie for hockey supremacy. Also in the NHL, the Kings have fired head coach Todd McClellan and replaced him with Jim Hiller on an interim basis for the rest of the season. Baseball and Theo Epstein has returned to the bosom of the Red Sox, this time as a team advisor and part owner of Fenway Sports Group. Football, Arthur Smith is the Steelers' new offensive coordinator, less than a month after being fired as head coach of the Falcons. And in golf, Bernard Langer tore an Achilles while exercising. Langer had planned to make one final Masters appearance this year. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.